listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And here also with Michael Kelly, producing the program.
Good evening. Always happy to be here.
And we'd like to welcome everyone tonight who is joining us live, as well as those listening to the archives. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we appreciate you being with us tonight. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and education program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I would like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. The first one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the expanded version of these 9 principles, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right, so tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Before we get to that, though, Dr. Vicki wants to say a few words on a post in our One Planet community, 1PC for short. So we'll go to that first.
Well, one of our students, posted, a few comments that I thought were impactful enough to maybe address on a program. And basically, it's feeling that sense of belonging and how a few kind words on our show last week really made.
Hold on one sec, Vicki. Tracy's telling me she can't hear you. Michael, you want to check that? Can anybody hear Vicki, Dr. Hunter?
Hello, test. 1, 2, 3. We're good now? Okay, Zach. Zach says we're good now.
Well, if Zach says we're good, then we must be good.
Okay, we're back. Mm-hmm. You never know about these things. We have to, because some of the time I could talk all my really best stuff and then nobody heard it. Anyway, what I was really saying is I think it was important, the sense of belonging that one of our students said he, felt after a show last week and being acknowledged. And so I wanted to just kind of address that. I understand that we're human beings and we're social. We are community. That's the kind of species we are. And as we grow and, we're trying to find our own way in the world, it's, who do we belong to aside from ourselves? Who do we connect with? And who do we bond best with that we feel that sense of belonging? I think it's a really natural tendency that we as human beings want, that we crave, that we want to feel connected. So I think it's natural. I think we do have to be a little bit careful, though, in how we do kind of expect a sense of belonging with people we don't connect with. And for instance, and Dr. Kelly, we've talked about this a lot, we have a family and we kind of expect that sense of lifelong belonging with family members, and that may not happen. You know, I moved on from my family. You moved on from yours and from yours. And it, these are really hard decisions to make, especially when you don't necessarily know what direction you're going in, if it feels empty and there is no other people in your life you feel connected with in that sense of belonging. And it takes time to nurture that, nurture friendships. They don't happen overnight, trust me. And, you know, it's that experience gives you that, okay, how do you share social occasions? I think it's no different than any kind of an intimate relationship. When you're having friendships and bonding with people, it's, you know, what about holidays and remembering birthdays and, you know, sharing social events. And other times of just being able to hang out, share your feelings, and feeling that sense of connectedness. What really makes it different for many of us is when we have beliefs that aren't mainstream, the beliefs that aren't necessarily accepted by the masses. So if you have metaphysical interests, spiritual interests, you know, things that, again, aren't necessarily in the main vein, then you're going to feel a little bit left out or like an outsider. And then when we do connect with people we think are, wow, they're really spiritual, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean a good bond either. You know, so it's that caution. What we do, at least in every way possible, because it is a school, what we do try to work on here is that sense of belonging. It's a safe place to be. And I think it's no different than as a child to feel safe is everything. Raising children, all they want is to feel safe. Friends, colleagues, you know, we all want that safe place. And I think that that's that real sense of belonging, a place that you feel safe, at least in a certain extension of yourself. We aren't going to know about your lives. You obviously know I have a cat, a couple of them. But, you know, that's only as a result of the show. But we aren't going to know a lot of other details about each other. But we still can find that center place where we can be ourselves and be free to express and, you know, learn new things and always be stimulated. And so I was really glad to read that posting last week in 1PC. And just to extend that, if anybody has any comments about this, or Dr. Kelly, if you have anything to add, but I think that sense of belonging is really important, but we really have to be careful how we, you know, put it out there in the world.
It is. There's a number of things that could be said in addition to it as well. You know, we do have a family here, and whether every student or church member views it that way or not doesn't matter. We do. We view it. We get to know our students. We get to know our members, especially through this program and through the chat here each week. And so we notice when somebody's not here that's usually here. And that's the thing, you know. It's important to say that. We've talked many times in this program about giving the good word, an encouraging word. And that's encouraging. In fact, the poster on 1PC said it made his day. He was missed, and somebody noticed, and so that's a good thing for. It's a good lesson for all of us to keep in mind, to put that out there, and so hopefully we can bring that back to our top of our mind awareness, and also I'd like to encourage you to participate at One Planet Community, 1PC for short. Participate there. You know, it's a private network for students and church members, and share your successes and share interesting thoughts and start discussions. I mean, you're with a bunch of like-minded people, and it's, you know, it's always been my experience it's difficult to keep a forum going unless, you know, you're a celebrity or something and people, you got fans posting. Well, we don't have that, but we do have members. And
yes, we do.
And we have a lot of them. And so, you know, don't forget about 1PC. Go there, post. Let us know what's going on in your life. Post your successes, your victories. you know, interesting comments, thoughts. Maybe if you're a student, something interesting you learned. You know, it will invite discussion. And don't be discouraged if nobody replies. We try to reply and like, you know, everything. But give people a chance to, you know. So that's all I have to say on that.
You know, before the program tonight, we talked about, Dr. Kelly had the idea of drawing 5 cards. And, you know, from our inner oracle self-discovery cards. And telling a story. So it would be like in a general sense about what would 5 cards tell us? And this would be whoever's listening, of course, later in the archives. What would be the story that 5 cards could tell us and encourage us tonight to talk about or think about? And while you were talking, Dr. Kelly, I picked out 5 cards, laid them out, and I got to tell you, I'm a little bit blown away.
Cool.
I'm gonna read the headings to you, and of course I'll read the cards and their meanings. But this is really interesting to me. The first is the wild card number 9, which is blank.
Hmm.
The second card, number 13, is positive consciousness. 19 is invoke the counselor within. And then I had as the 4th draw, number 27, gains. Now,
4th or 5th?
1, 2, 3, 4. That's okay. The 4th card.
Okay.
And the 5th card, you ready? I feel like I should have a drum roll or something. It's number 4. I know. Number 4.
I lost.
In the wild card deck.
It's unknowable.
Unknowable. It kind of ties in to the very beginning. Okay, here's the story. If I just read a story here. Drawing this card, this is the are you okay?
Yeah, you're dropping out a little bit, so.
Oh.
I'll have to check that. It's probably the Skype gods are not smiling on us, so whatever you're about to say, the Skype gods don't want you to say it. Do you believe that? I wouldn't.
No.
That's just total crap. All right.
Okay, this is the order. Number 9 in the wild card suit, number 13, 19, 27, and then number 4 in the wild card suit. So stay with me, and if anybody has their deck, please look it up, read along. If I drop out, that's what I'm reading. Okay, so the blank card. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It's what you need it to be. It's all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. Now, if I skip over to number 13, which is the second card of positive consciousness, it's our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativity and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. So don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they're temporary. So the third card, number 19. You gotta love this little story here. Invoke the counselor within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth. But the answers you seek lie deep within. So look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that's right for you. And number 27, which is the 4th card of this story. And as I'm kind of seeing, it's like the results of this energy that we're putting out there. It's like, think of it as an intent, an intentional thought. So that we have gains as part of the unfolding. Every choice and action has a trade-off and a result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains. So the absolute outcome in so many ways ties right back to the beginning. We have number 4, unknowable. And that's, again, in the wild card suit. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable is now knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. Wow. You know, it's this journey. It's like a higher consciousness journey of anything is possible. And as you continue to look deeper and deeper within, then you have to look at, okay, what am I willing to trade for the gains I want? And of course, in the unknowable, you know, there's mysteries. And we can't always know what that is. And be willing to go beyond our comfort zone, to go beyond what we know and think we believe in, the flexibility to change those beliefs. Dr. Kelly.
Okay, that was a good round. Made
that
a story
was
out of it. Yeah, connected all that stuff. Good. I'm not going to add anything to that, but let's do a second round and let's do it a little bit differently. And,
all right.
That was good. I mean, you went off and that was great. I thought that was a good adaptation of it. So that's great. All right. So let's do this. I want to do another round of 5 cards. This time I want to pull, you know, this will be, one thing I didn't explain, I'm working title, I'm calling this Empower the Spirit Snapshot, round. So we'll do these 5 cards and.
Not to be mistaken with Snapchat.
Right. Whole different thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll pull a card and we'll do these one at a time because I want to see where they go. So Dr. Hunter will pull a card with the audience in mind, whoever's listening or whoever will be listening to the archives, you know, kind of delving into that consciousness, that higher consciousness and pulling cards that may be relevant. So we'll pull a card, we'll read it, and then we'll briefly discuss it. And then we'll pull the second card and do the All same right. thing until we got 5 cards done. And then we'll see if we can tie them together. So let's start with the first card.
I did as you were talking. Number 22, think for yourself.
Great.
Yeah. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as, you know, outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth.
Okay. Think for yourself, and I love the comments on that. I wish I knew the people that wrote that. They were good. All right, that was a pat on the back. Here's the thing. This is something that I've come across many times over the years with my work, not only at IMHS and with the church, but also with my work with EmpoweredRecovery.com, which is a site I've had since 2001 that is aimed at helping the family and friends of alcoholics and addicts. And I see this time and time again where the non-alcoholic in an alcoholic relationship essentially sacrifices, and it's usually her, but not always, sacrifices her identity for and absorbs the identity of the alcoholic or the addict. And we can even insert dysfunctional other person into this mix. And so what happens is that they enter into a codependent relationship and they lose any sense of who they are. And in essence, the other person, the alcoholic, the addict, the dysfunctional person, has possessed them. You know, we talked about possession. You know, some people think it can be possessed by spirits. Well, you can't. And the person who is self-possessed cannot be possessed by anyone or anything else. It's just, if you're self-possessed, you're self-possessed. Nobody else can touch you. And the fact is that many, 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 many people are possessed by other people. And in the situation that I've dealt with alcoholism and codependent relationships, they end up being possessed by the alcoholic or the addict or the dysfunctional person. And it just sends them. They don't know what to do. It's the woman and the wife, the partner, female partner, and she has no marketable skills. She's, you know, the other aggressor, the dysfunctional person, has kept them at home, you know, and kept them in the dark, so to speak, and they've possessed them. So the person has lost their identity to the other person. They have not learned to think for themselves. And at some point, they can't take it anymore, and so they end up searching me out, or Empowered Recovery in this case, or even the school, but they don't usually enroll in school for this purpose, but they do join the Empowered Recovery Forum for this purpose. But the school curriculum still has the same effect of helping people to come out of that and to think for themselves and to become self-possessed. And the reason I bring this up is because I just had a student yesterday, as a matter of fact, and she has a sad story, you know, but she's coming out of it. She's working through it and she's getting out of it, and she's learning to stand on her own two feet, to be self-possessed and to be self-dependent. And that's a beautiful thing. And we all need to do that. We all need to learn to stand on our own two feet, not be dependent on anyone else. If we're in a close relationship, then obviously the best outcome is a mutually interdependent relationship. You depend on each other, but not codepend on each other or unhealthily depend on each other. It's interdependent. And so if this resonates with you, learn to think for yourself. Have your own identity. There is nothing wrong with being your own person, even in an intimate relationship. You don't have to do everything together. You need your space. We all need our space at times, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. So that's all I got to say on that. Let's go to the next card.
Oh, well, the next card is Don't Hate.
Okay.
That's number 5 in the wild card suit. So, a low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right, to the self and others.
So we're talking about thinking for yourself again. And so don't hate. You know, hate comes up in a lot of things. And one of the areas that hate comes up into a lot is essentially self-hate, self-hatred. Or we're not good enough. We're not smart enough. We're not pretty enough. We're not educated enough. Whatever it is. A lot of folks go through that. A lot of folks listening to this right now are going through that. And I have two words to tell you about that. Stop it. You're fine. You're perfect the way you are. You got things to work on? Join the club. We're all working on things. That's okay. Doesn't mean that your value is less. It doesn't mean you are valueless. It just means you're human. You're working on things. Great. that's a good thing to be working on them. It's a bad thing to have things to work on and not even address them, not even be aware of them. But we can't delve in or devolve into the self-hatred or the self-loathing or that negative self-talk where we tell ourselves we're not good enough. We're not worthy enough. Why? Because somebody else doesn't think we're worthy enough? That's them esteem. We don't want them esteem. We want self-esteem. That means internal expectations, and you fulfill them, and validation. You validate yourself. You don't need other people to validate your worth. You validate your worth because it's a belief system. You know, you believe in yourself. And you don't compare yourself with other people. That's another area where a lot of people get into hot water self-esteem wise is they start comparing themselves. They look at other people, and the grass is always greener on the other side. And that it's not true. Those other same people are looking at you, and other people thinking the same thing. We need to stop this. It's unhealthy. It's negative, and it's not good for our own self-concept. So understand you're perfect. You're worthy. You have value. And you can continue to increase that by delivering greatness in your own way. And there are a million ways to do that.
Dr. Well, I feel like I don't even have to read the next card.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Number two, esteem and validation.
Oh, great. Might as well read it.
Well, self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That is what others think. Just what you were just saying. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you can give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
And so now we see how these cards work. Is it not interesting? I never expected this with these cards. I'm telling you, it was a pleasant surprise when I started to understand how these cards work. And
you'll love the next one.
Different things, you know. So there's not much else I can say. You need to validate yourself. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Boundaries. I kid you not. Number six, boundaries.
All right, go ahead and read it.
It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it's necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is the mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
So, again, right in line with the whole storyline, as you put it, Dr. Hunter, of this concept, of these topics, boundaries. That's the thing. When we are not self-possessed, we're not protecting our boundaries. We're letting other people encroach our boundaries. When we absorb the identity of somebody else, we are disrespecting our own boundaries, and we're allowing them to take advantage of us. And it's up to us to protect our boundaries. It's up to us to own us. We don't own other people. We own us. That means we control us. We don't control or change other people. We control and change us, ourselves only. We're talking about other adults here. That means we don't give unsolicited advice. We own us, and we have to maintain those boundaries. And if somebody is mistreating us, if somebody is telling us that we're valueless or that we're not worthy or that we're stupid or whatever it may be, that's a heinous boundary violation. It's terrible. It's unkind. It's doing harm. We don't stand for that. And we tell them, it's very simple. When you say that I am valueless or that I'm not worthy or I'm not smart enough, it hurts me. Can I ask you to not ever say that again? And then you shut up and wait for response. And if they say, whatever they say, you know, you can retort to it. You can say, you know, well, if you weren't stupid, I wouldn't have to say it. When you say I'm stupid, I feel hurt. Can I ask you to not ever say that again? And then you shut up.
Stupid is kind of stupid, though, really, don't you think?
It is. So if they say, well, I'll say it anytime I want, and you say, fair enough, I understand your position, and you walk away. And I mean, you walk away. Do not ever allow anyone to cross those boundaries of your own self-respect. If you're with somebody in a relationship that is draining you dry, is sucking the life out of you, I just have one question. Why? Well, you know, it's that comfort zone. It's, you know, we're married or, you know, we got kids. There's a zillion excuses. And trust me, I know what they are. I used to use them all the time years ago, but I moved past it. Sometimes the solution you're looking for lies outside of your belief system. That means you need to expand your belief system. You need to look for options. You cannot go through life that way. Life is way too short and life is way too long to live that way. You need to be around people with a good energy. You need to be around people who encourage you, who are upbuilding and positive, not people who drag you down. Let's go to the next card.
Awareness.
God.
11. Number 11, awareness. I'm serious.
All right.
Like, see, this is a story. Think for yourself. Don't hate anybody because, you know, they're not. I mean, I'm kidding.
Right.
Esteem and validation. Boundaries and awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
So, I think this idea worked out tonight. It's interesting how it all ties together, and that's the value of these inner oracle cards that we have. And if you don't have your own deck, you can get one. Just go to metaphysicalhumanism.org and click on the store menu button, and you'll see them there. They're available for donation of $30 plus shipping, and they're nice cards. They're well done. They're well printed. They're pretty. And they have a lifetime worth of wisdom. And they get you thinking. That's the point. And when you start pulling them, and we have several layouts in the guidebook you can use. When you start using those layouts, or even in the layout we've kind of used tonight, just in quick succession, you begin to see they tell a story. And that's a powerful thing. And the more we use them, the more impressed I am with them. I mean, just even tonight when Dr. Hunter talked about them providing a story, well, she's right. They do tell a story, and they'll tell a different story every time. And sometimes you may have similar stories because that's something you need to hear. And it's all about getting you to think, you know, provoking you to thought, disturbing you to action. That's what they're about.
Well, Fran would like a card, and I picked number five.
And if anybody else would like one, please put your name in chat now and we'll pull those.
The number five is law of control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or an influence. Control only that to which you're entitled to control. Don't give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. You know, and whatever that means to you, Fran, in some way, if there's a situation or, and it could be a really subtle thing, because sometimes it's those subtle things that, you know, finiggly things in the back of our brain that, you know, causes us a little bit of stress throughout the day. And so that's the little message there for you. It's not yours, you can't control it, then you move on. So
It could be as much as simple as a business relationship. It could be a store you frequent. It can be any kind of relationship.
I've got one from Melissa. Melissa, this is yours. It's number 40 in relationships. That's the name of it. Healthy relationships are interdependent and a win-win. Of course, we've talked a bit about that tonight. They're not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. In other words, end the relationship regardless of who it's with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, so either, or to a relationship of one thing to another. So it doesn't have to be about people. It can be a relationship with a thing. So just something to just to consider. You know, we're all addicts. I think if you need your microwave, you're an addict, really. You know, and in many ways, we
have a 12-step program for you, by the way.
You know, but it's very true. We have become a very dependent society in a lot of things. But so in whatever way that resonates with you, Melissa, I have Wendy next.
Michael, are you around to take cards or not?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't quick enough on the draw for the mute. All right. So I believe I'm pulling a card for Wendy.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And I pulled wild card number 9 again, actually, blank.
Gotta love that card.
Oh, it always pops up at the best times. Blank, whatever it means to you. And do you want me to go ahead and read that again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lie within.
So, you know, it's interesting when we get that card and maybe we were expecting something else, it kind of redirects us back into within ourselves. We need to listen to those thoughts that are just below the surface, those realizations or that awareness that's just lurking below the surface. And sometimes we're aware of it on some level, but it doesn't quite rise to the top until at some point it does. And so we need to really listen to what our inner thoughts, our intuition, our gut is telling us, not ignore it, on whatever the topic may be. So hopefully that helps.
I've always been thinking of it lately anyway as a metaphor of trying to listen into those underlying frequencies, you know, of life and what's life trying to tell us. Sometimes what's life screaming at us.
That we're ignoring.
Exactly.
Okay, who's next?
Dr. Shirley. Michael?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And let's see, Dr. Shirley. Excuse me. Great card. I pulled wild card number 2 and then some.
Yeah, that's good.
When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it. Excellent.
I think it's a great card for Dr. Shirley. She mentioned in the chat that she's in the process of moving. So, and then some. Good.
Yeah. That's such a great rule, and I have to look up the fellow that talked about it. I need to remember his name because it's an incredible thought. And then some. Whatever you're doing, add just a little bit to it. If you're at work, you're working for somebody, take the ownership attitude and then some. Add just a little bit more. Do a little bit more that's expected. If you do, you'll benefit because they'll notice it. And we need more people with the ownership attitude rather than an attitude of entitlement or an attitude of indifference. You know, I mean, you go to any business and they have, if their customer service is just basically indifferent, they just don't care, apathetic, you notice that. But when you have somebody that really cares and they do just a little bit extra, you notice that and it gives you warm fuzzies and you'll go back to that business. Well, it's the same with your work, your job, your career, or if you're in your own practice or self-employed, do that for your customers, your clients in some little way and then some.
You know, I got a little story I'm going to share. I think it's appropriate about the and then some. I happened to go shopping with my friend Susan at a mall. We took a little, you know, adventure the other day. And there was one of those essential oil kinds of stores. And I've been looking for some bay leaf oil, in fact. So we barely stepped into the store, and this girl kind of pounced on us, said, "Oh, can I help you, ladies? What can I do for you?" And I said, "Oh, do you have any bay leaf oil?" She goes, "No, we don't. You might try the other store, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Oh, okay." I looked at Susan, and we just walked out. Like, the girl, she didn't do the and then some to encourage us to walk through the store, that there might have been something else we might have liked to see. It was go in, ask the question. She just kind of, "No, go to a different store." And we left. And, like, this is a girl who's not been trained very well.
Yeah.
But she totally lost her and then some. You know, it's kind of one of those moments where, you know, not a good sense.
Well, the implication is she didn't care enough to try to find something that could substitute. But if she did try to find something and could not find something, then the and then some would have included encouraging you to go to another store, right?
Totally, but there wasn't even the opportunity to get past her. She was actually blocking the aisle so that we couldn't even move in that direction of going in the store. It was this body language. It was the whole presentation. And poor girl, you know, I mean, obviously she's young and she's inexperienced, but there was that and then some was really missing.
So, and I'll add one point to this for those of you who need to hear it. You know, if you're working for somebody, and you know, obviously any business has customers, right? Well, if you're working for somebody, your boss, the owner, whoever it is, they do not pay your paycheck. They only facilitate you receiving it. The person who pays you is the customer. So when a customer walks in the door, or, you know, calls up on the telephone, they're the ones who are paying your salary. And so if we have that attitude, I mean, they're the ultimate paymaster right there. If we have that attitude, we'll do the and then some. We'll do what it takes to make them happy, keep them coming back.
Now, I see Frank has asked for a card. And, Frank, I pulled one for you, Insight and Wisdom, number 21. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment and seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions. So hopefully that resonates with you in some way, Frank. So Insight Wisdom, number 21.
All right. Do we have anyone else who would like
I don't think I've missed anyone. What do you see, Michael? Anybody?
Actually, Zach made a suggestion, and I think it's a great idea. He said that I should get a card.
Oh.
So I'd really appreciate it if you would be able to draw one for me.
I'm putting my hand over this fan out of cards, waiting for something to talk to me here. Reinvention. Well, that's interesting, Michael. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift, far-reaching and profound. Such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future successes and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they're healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day? And what else in my life should be reinvented? I think you're embarking on a bit of a change, Michael.
It's very apt. It's very good timing.
Good one.
All right. Good. So any of these cards can apply to anybody. You know, if you find something in a card that resonates with you, then it's for you too. So hopefully that will be the case. So we're going to go ahead and start our music and start wrapping up this program for tonight. We've talked about, gosh, a lot of things tonight because we went through the snapshot roundup. Yeah, go ahead.
And Zach, our wonderful Zach, now has a date for his stem cell transplant. And I would like everybody to join us in sending him some really good, powerful, positive vibes. He goes in on May 8th. So, Zach, he just found out in the last couple of days. So we're powering up that good energy for him.
And speaking of that, let's throw in some positive energy for those out there who need it. And there's a lot of people who need it. And, you know, send some positive energy their way. And don't forget the encouraging word if you have an opportunity to convey it. So we appreciate everybody's time and attention tonight. We really do. We appreciate, Michael, your help, and Dr. Hunter, you as always. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.